What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. This is the Pick'em Show with me and Mr. Ryan Schlipp from the Packernet Packers podcast. We're going to be picking all games for this following NFL week. But first, big shout out to Quick Trip, sponsoring the show. As always, they got the Packers points. Make sure you're using the Packers points. Every dollar you spend at Quick Trip is a Packers point. You can win all types of cool stuff. And get yourself, I think they're called the crispy chicken sandwiches. I've been eating like two a day since I started eating them, and I'm kind of addicted to them now. It's a problem I'm working on. They do sell bananas there and stuff, but I just don't buy that. You know what I mean? But what is up, Ryan? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. It is funny you mentioned that because I got a buddy that, you know, every time we decide we want to stop being fat, one of the first things we say is got to stop going to Quick Trip every time we pass by. It's like just an automatic thing. Like, I got to stop going in there and just buying all their food because it's so addicting. So shout out to Quick Trip for sure. But yeah, if you're trying to diet, just kind of look away as you're driving past it.
Yeah, I always say it's like funny because I always grab like, you know, all the stuff that's horrible for me. But like, yeah, the first thing you see when you walk in is like the healthy stuff. That's like what you walk around to get to. Like, let's skirt past that thing. But yeah, they do have the healthy stuff. I buy it sometimes for other people.
Like, you need an apple or something.
Like, you need anything for Quick Trip? And they're like, banana. I'm like, where are those? My brain doesn't see them.
It's between the donuts and the pizza, I think.
They're out there. But anyways, we're going to get to this thing. Last week, I didn't do very good at all.
Oh, last week sucked.
I was 8-6. My current overall rank tied for 115th. I feel like even mentioning the tie, I think, is stupid. It's 115th. That's just, it's bad. You're not winning. You're not good. And it's funny because like, who people, I hope people don't take this like as advice.
Like, oh, somebody lost so much money. They tuned into this show like, oh, these guys are experts and they're telling us what to do. I'm so sorry to that guy.
Yeah, that would be rough. Like, if you're putting any type of money on this, but I want to get to the leaders over here.
Still Ryan?
No, he dropped out. He's dropped out a little bit. All right, dang, and the number Ryan. One spot for this week, we got a new leader. It's Gil Cedar. Then that is and 2 points up from everyone else. So like, dang, that I don't even know how you know that much about football. Like, I hope these people are gambling. And right? Then and second, we got Jesse West in the number two spot. Ricky Palaya. I hope I know I'm not saying it right. I hope.
Yeah, that's for sure it.
But it's that's hello. For sure it. But very, you know, very good. Actually, these are all tied with 54 points. And then Ryan Zellner, you know, he's still there, dude.
Get a rough week like we all did. It might have been our fault because we sucked last week. You might have been listening too much.
Yeah, we might have convinced him on a
yeah,
pick
right.
Or two.
We pulled him off a couple of his own bets.
Yeah,
he brings up good awesome. Points.
They're like, yeah, I think they really got it together now. Yeah.
They seem smart now.
Yeah, like, but anyways, we're gonna get into this. Coming up first, I hope I have these in order.
I hope so too.
What's the Thursday night game, right? Oh yeah,
Denver, Kansas City.
All right, we got her.
Let's go.
There will be no
1-0.
There will be no like little glitches tonight. I'm not using the same site, so I'm switching it up because I feel like, you know, like coaches always say, every day you got to get better. So if we keep doing that by the end of the season, we're gonna be all right. But we got the Broncos and the Chiefs, and this is my lock of the week. And what I'm gonna do, I'm going to do a lock of the week every week, and if I'm wrong, I'll do a giveaway. I was going to do a shirt. I don't know. Because what if I'm wrong every week? That might get pricey. It's like I end up losing money on shirts. Yeah. But I'll definitely do a giveaway. But I'm not going to be wrong this week. All right, we got Denver at Kansas City. There's not really a lot you have to say about this. You know, Denver sucks and the Chiefs don't. Like, that's kind of what it is. Power ranking, the Chiefs are in third. Denver's in 31st, and Denver just seems like such this last Packer game, the people say Packer fans shouldn't talk, but Denver is bad. Like, their coach and their quarterback, they don't seem to be vibing. Like, they have, like, their coach was trashing the Jets, Hackett, then they lose to him. I feel like that whole, like, coaching staff, the whole locker room is probably just not a fun place to be. It's kind of
it sucks.
It's like how it is walking into my job sometimes. You know what I mean? Like everyone's just angry. But I definitely got the Chiefs over here.
It's funny that you mentioned that because it is true. I think bad locker rooms are just like normal jobs. Like yeah. It's like everybody else's job where you walk in, everyone's pissed and doesn't want to be there. It's like, yeah, that's like everybody else's job. Welcome to the real world. So I've got my little formula or whatever, but I try to do a little bit more homework on this, obviously, especially for games like this, because it's just obvious you got Kansas City winning the game. They're 10-point favorites. I'll just tell you, I've got the score 35-20. A little bit more on that, though. The Chiefs have won 3 of their last 4. 3 of those have been on the road, so that favors the Chiefs, obviously. The Broncos are coming off an embarrassing loss to the Jets. That sucks for them. The Chiefs have beat the Broncos 15 straight times.
Wow.
So that's kind of crazy. Their last win was September 17th, 2015. So, yeah, I think your lock is pretty well safe. The only thing is, because I've been trying to bet a little bit too, and now I'm getting nervous, I've got them as 15-point favorites, but the Kansas City Chiefs are 0-3 against the spread the last 3 times that they played and 1-4 the last 5 times. So based on history, the Chiefs are going to win, but are probably not going to cover the 10 points. So I'm not sure if I'm going to bet the Chiefs or not. I probably will. Just, you know, you got to touch the stove, see if it burns you or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'd be a little leery about that. But as far as the Chiefs winning, I think that's pretty well locked up.
Yeah, and if the Chiefs don't, if the Chiefs lose, then we'll know that you bet on them.
Yeah, <That's>, right.
that is exactly how we will know. But like you're talking about like how locker rooms do always seem happy. You know, like yeah. they show the video, even like not even after a win, but like, you know, during the day practice that their social media team does. And they're always dancing around, they're having a good time. But yeah. Like when they're losing, it is just like a real workplace. And yeah. Everyone's just mad. They're in the corner talking trash about everyone.
It's like Devontae when they asked him what he missed about Green Bay. He's like, I missed the locker room the most. It's like, can you imagine ever in your life being like, what do you miss most in life? Being like that one job I had when I was like 38 where I like yeah. packaged freaking snack cakes into a box or something. Like nobody gives a crap about that.
Yeah, like, hey, what do you miss most about your last job? Well, the break room was pretty intense. Yeah. You know, I mean, we had some good
They brought
times
in donuts that one time. That was dope.
Yeah. Yeah, like really missed that.
Yeah, but when they fired me.
Yeah, I know, right? And they don't just fire you, they walk you out. They like yeah. they follow you like you're just gonna go crazy. Ah, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I want don't let leave, please.
They might have to forcibly get you out of there.
I need to be here.
All right, we got the Ravens at Tennessee. Tennessee's 2-3. You got the Ravens at 3-2. Both I think that these teams are pretty close. We got the power rankings. Ravens at 11th, Tennessee at 17th. I think I've picked against Tennessee like every game. And I always say like, I don't know. I never really watched the Titans because I never like remember.
You probably start watching them.
I did rewatch a game and I was like, I think that they're not like great, but I think that they can win some games, but I don't think they're going to win this one. I said all that to say, I think the Ravens are going to win, but I'm kind of biased for the Ravens because I got Lamar Jackson. I feel like fantasy football is steering me in wrong directions because I'm kind of like how I do for the Packers. I'm like, yeah, this player's probably going to get 300 yards. But I do think that, The Ravens are going to win. I think that they lost last week. Didn't they lose in like a rough one?
Was it the I know Steelers? They lost 2 of their last 3. I don't know about that. I think the last one was a loss. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they could strike back, but I don't know. The Titans, I feel like I'm underdogging them a little bit and they're probably going to win.
Yeah. There's another one that I looked at where I'm like fighting against myself. Cause I do have just in terms of my algorithm, I've got them winning 21-15. So it's a, you know, about a 6-point win. And they're 4-point favorites, so that's pretty comfortable. But if you look at Baltimore, like I said, they lost 2 of their last 3. They got a real good defense, but their offense is starting to play like crap. And this is their third road game in a row. So they've been on the road a lot. And I looked it up just for fun to see how teams generally perform when they're on their third road game. And only 39% of teams win that game. So it's just got me a little leery about Baltimore. Again, I kind of want to lean toward Baltimore winning, but everything's just kind of pointing to Baltimore's falling apart. They're on the road way too much. So I'm just too scared. I'll put my money somewhere and I'll let you know what to not bet because I'm going to bet it. But I don't feel too good about that. I could easily see Tennessee winning that game.
I might actually, I might have to switch my pick after that. Like you,
Don't do what I say. Just do whatever you want to do. Don't listen to me. People are going to lose money because of me.
That is interesting with the third road game in a row. Like I didn't know that. Like the most preparation I did, I made this caption.
Yeah, I tried to do one extra thing this week and look into some stuff, and it sucks because everything was so definitive before. Like boom, I know this is going to win by 10. Now I look at two different things, and one says this team's going to win. One says the other team's going to win. It's like, well, this was stupid. Now I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I just go off my gut.
That's probably later. Smarter. I bet we would have the exact same track record. It's just throwing darts at a dartboard.
Yeah, it kind of is. So are you picking the Ravens in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Baltimore. I'm just nervous about it, I guess, is all.
Yeah, I would. I think that game could go. And actually, I bet you. I might switch my pick. Yeah,
I would say Baltimore real low confidence is what I would say.
Yeah, because I think that third road game, I think, is huge. I think it might get in their head a little bit. They get a little tired, you know? It's like at the end of your vacation when you're in a hotel, you're just like, dude, I just want to go home, bro. Sometimes. Depends where you live. All right, here we go. We got Miami. We got the Panthers. This is in Miami. This is another game where a good team plays a bad team.
Yes.
We got 0-5 Panthers versus 4-1 Dolphins. Dolphins are fourth in the CBS power ranking, and the Panthers are 32nd. Just past the Bears, you know what I mean? No, I don't know where the Bears are now. They won a game. All right, I guess I got to stop saying that. But
it might be better than us now, so I got to ease into this whole trashing the Bears thing.
Yeah, they definitely narrowed the gap. I can still make fun of them, but I got to get more creative with it. You know what I mean? I'll stick with the Vikings, but yeah, I think the Dolphins probably beat the crap out of them. Didn't the Dolphins, they got a loss last week, didn't they? Is that the one loss? Or was it, or they almost, who did they play last week? I don't remember.
You're asking me all kinds of questions. I don't remember.
I
thought it was a close game. I don't think it was a loss, though. I could be wrong. I don't know.
I just remember their coach was talking. Yeah, so prepared we are. But,
right? I have specific information I know, and I don't know anything else. Don't ask me any more damn questions.
Don't ask me questions. I'm
trying to sound smart here, damn you.
Start asking hard questions like, who did they play last week? You just told me the
last
game.
Are they good? Shut up. I don't know.
I just listened to the computer. I think the Dolphins are going to win big. I think they're probably going to be one of those games, not like they're 70-pointer, but I think they might get close to that. It's just going to be a free-for-all because they're going to be so confident too. Like the Panthers aren't like team like this. This ain't no like sneaking up team that's going to beat up on the Dolphins. I think especially the Dolphins at home, they're going to absolutely annihilate them.
Yeah, when I say I have this complex algorithm, I just mean I ask AI. I just go ask the robot, like, what do you think? And they just pump something out. I mean, there's not much to this. That's what I was just looking at. Steve just said this is his lock. This is one of probably three games that you could definitely put as a lock. You got the number one offense against one of the worst defenses in football. Panthers haven't won a single game, and none of those games are even close. I think there was one game that was within 3 points. Everything else was, I think, over 7-point win. I looked at teams that are 13.5-point favorites, which is what Miami is, and they win 88% of the time. So I'm not necessarily huge on Miami at -13.5. I have them winning by 15, which obviously would be over, but I would be nervous about betting the over on or the betting Miami against the spread. But I mean, it couldn't be any more obvious that you pick Miami in this game.
Yeah, I don't think anyone, I don't know the percentages, like if they can show that, but I think that's one of those games that nobody's picking the Broncos, unless they're the, whoever the hell, the Panthers, unless they're like a really degenerate gambler and like the odds are so good they just can't resist it, or they just have a lot of money like that. But I think the Dolphins are going to wax them a little bit, you know what I mean?
My wife is actively sending me text messages of her interacting with her celebrity crush on social media and how excited she is. It's like, you know what? Keep that to yourself. I don't need to know about you guys having your little conversations or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a time Dane Cook said hi to me on Twitter, I think, and I was like,
whoa. Yeah, your wife get jealous and be like, screw that guy?
I didn't tell her.
Oh, yeah, well, that's smart. That's what I'm saying. Don't tell your spouse, man.
No, I just tell you. I didn't tell anyone until this moment. But
it's my secret.
I just let it out the bag. All right, we got the Colts going into Jacksonville. Jacksonville, I think, is another team that I, like, haven't really given a lot of respect to. I like... coach, obviously, Doug Peterson. I like kind of what they're doing, but I watched some of that game and I was not impressed, but I think that they're doing better than I give them credit for. And then the Colts, these are two teams that are very similar. The Colts are 13th in the power rankings. Jacksonville's 9th in the power rankings. I actually picked the Jaguars in this game. It's funny because I forgot I had to look. I was like, who did I pick in this game? I feel like this game's going to be a toss-up. I feel like it could go either way. But I'm giving Jacksonville. They're at home. You know, they got to get, like, some swagger. I'm pretty sure that they lost last week. I should get that stuff for next week so I know that stuff.
Yeah, this one kind of reminds me of Baltimore. Jaguars are 4-point favorites. I have the Jaguars winning by a little over 1 point. So just, I mean, well, whatever. Call it a point. They did actually already play once this year. Jaguars beat them 31-21, I think, the first week of the season. So that would kind of give you an indication. However, the Indianapolis Colts have covered the spread 8 out of their last 8 times. So, you know, they're only 4-point favorites. It kind of goes right in line with what I have about a 1-point win. I think Jacksonville wins, but very narrowly would be, and again, real low confidence, but it's going to be a close Jacksonville win would be my guess.
Yeah, that I think it's going to be. I think that they're pretty even teams, but sometimes those are the games that one of them just like has a blowout game and does.
Oh, really yeah. It's like, it's going to be close and Indy wins like 48-3. Like, okay, yeah. Whatever. I don't know anything. This is stupid. I hate really this is. Sport.
I know, it's funny.
Why do I do this?
Ever since I started doing the fantasy football show and then this show, I'm like, I hate football. Like, I don't know anything. Right. Actually, I started to do pretty good at fantasy, but fantasy football, you can kind of get lucky in, but you know, the picks. I guess
it's like taking all of last week and just saying, I've looked at every single angle. I've looked at all the data. The Packers are better than the Raiders in every facet of football. And then you watch the game. It's like, well, I don't know anything. Forget it. I don't care. I'm not doing a podcast anymore, I guess. I don't know what to do.
For real. All right, we got the two of the most hated teams for me. I can't stand them. It makes me kind of sick just talking about this game.
Yeah.
Both teams 1-4. The Vikings are 28th in the power ranking. Bears are 24th in the power ranking. And I don't think I can pick a tie. They don't let you do that on this thing. They should, really. You should be able to predict a tie.
I don't even like a tie because then they both kind of win. So it's like there should be a way for them both to lose. I don't know how you do that, though.
That's actually true. It's almost, it's better for one to lose because a tie, that would linger. I mean, not that it's going to matter at the end of the season.
No, it's not.
The battle None for like, of this the third matters. Or fourth spot in the division. But I got the Bears winning this. I feel like they got a little bit of swagger. They're both scoring. Their offense is, you know, the Bears are scoring 23 a game, Vikings are 22. Bears are giving up, you know, 31 on defense. The Vikings only get up 24, but I got the Bears. I think Justin Fields, I think he might have stopped listening to his coaches. Because remember before that game, he was like, I just got to be me. And they're like, what do you mean? What's holding you back? I forget how he worded it, but he was like, the coaches.
The coaches, yeah.
And then he came back like, nah, I didn't mean it like that.
He didn't mean to
tell the truth. It's like, you say the wrong thing, it's true, but you're like, I shouldn't have said that. So I think if they're just going to let him play and just let him do what he's good at, I think that they can win. And Justin Jefferson is out, like the Vikings. Yeah. And when you're missing a star, I mean, not even just on the field, but I feel like the mentality of the whole locker room, even like the same with like the Packers, with Aaron Jones not being there, I think it's huge. Yeah. I think that's going to be huge. I'm sure Kirk Cousins would agree. So I'm picking the Bears in this one.
Algorithm has Minnesota winning by 5, but obviously that has a lot to do with what Chicago looked like early, and it also has to do with the Minnesota Vikings with Justin Jefferson. Chicago has gotten, I mean, they look better offensively. I know it's two bad defenses, but still, they're doing things that they couldn't have done early, and now Minnesota without Justin Jefferson, so I'm kind of just disregarding the 5-point win. The Vikings have won 4 out of the last, they won 4 in a row, they won 5 out of the last 6, they covered the spread 5 out of the last 7. Everything kind of points to Minnesota. But I kind of agree as far as like a gut feeling. Chicago just looks better. I keep betting on Minnesota. I keep saying on the show, like, I think they're better. It's just all these interceptions. Like, eventually they're going to get this figured out, and they never get it figured out. I think they're pretty much out of the playoffs. They're with their record. I think they're basically in tank mode now. I know their fans are in tank mode. I've seen a little bit of that. They're all like, screw this season. Go get a new quarterback. Trade everybody away that isn't Justin Jefferson. Get the number one pick. So Chicago is kind of like on the upswing. They think they got something now, which they don't, but that's fine. Let them think that. Minnesota is just on the downswing. So again, everything points Minnesota, but it's in Chicago. Chicago's got the swagger. Minnesota is just in complete spiral mode. So I would say the best bet is to bet on Chicago, especially against the spread with Minnesota being the favorite. So I'm going to go against every piece of data that I presented here, which is that the Vikings are going to win, and just say I think Chicago is probably your best bet.
Yeah, and I think it's funny that these two teams, you know, trash. Packers ain't, like, you know, lighting up the scoreboard either.
Yeah.
But they are, like, steady, like, talking so much trash.
Like, oh, yeah.
Vikings and Bears fans, it's crazy. It's like, I don't know, it's wild. Like, I mean, I talk trash too, so I get it. But, I don't know, it's different.
Yeah, well, Chicago figured out that if we just stare down DJ Moore and just throw to him all the time, maybe once in a while really bad defenses will forget to cover him and we'll score a bunch of points. Eventually that's not going to work, but we'll see if it works against Minnesota. It might, because they suck too. We'll see.
Yeah, they're convinced that he's like the best thing that's ever happened.
Oh yeah, he's super great. I hope that they keep everybody that they have forever.
Yeah, I think that is like a funny thing with Bears fans, especially. They'll say that, like, this player's, you know, so great, and then they'll also be saying, oh, we suck, we're tanking for this guy. I'm like, well, then,
right,
like, you have bad players.
They swing harder than any fan base I've ever seen. If they lose, everybody sucks, get rid of everybody. I mean, they were burning their Fields jerseys 2 seconds ago. Now it's like Fields is the guy and the Bears are it's like, you guys are just freaking psychotic. Dude, I'm not even talking to you guys anymore.
They're so all over the place. That's so true about the burning jerseys, because then they won. We talked about this, I think, last week. They won, and I saw them say, Justin Fields is the best quarterback in NFC North, which is like a weird flex, because like, that's like...
Right. It's not saying a ton right now, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you got a bunch of guys in a bar, I'm like, I'm the fastest guy in this bar, you know, just a bunch of...
just a bunch of there's three flex. Guys, and one of them sleeping on the bar. Like, yeah, you might be, dude. You got a good shot there.
Stumbling, dude. I like to do that, but...
I'm the fastest guy left standing.
Yeah, I'm the smartest guy in this room. And they're like, you have to yell it because no one's in the room. They're in the other room. Yeah. All right, we got the Saints. We got the Texans. Saints 3-2. That Packers beat the Saints. You know what I mean? I just want to remind people.
Smoked them, man. Freaking lit them up, dude.
You know, I was at that game, I believe, if I remember nice. Right.
I think I might have been.
Then the Texans, they're 2-3. You know, the record's not the same, but the power ranking, they got them at the Saints at 12th and the Texans at 15th. And they are actually really similar, because points per game, Texans got 23 with the Saints got 19. And then against, they got Saints are giving up 15. The Texans are giving up 20. So if you go by that, that's kind of how I pick games. Kind of peek at that. I'm like, all right, how are they giving up points? But I got the Saints winning this one. I think that they're a better football team. So they'll probably lose. But the Texans, I don't know. It's hard for me to ever take the Texans serious. I think probably for the rest of my life. They're just trash until they like really prove it. I'm going to say that. I don't think that's going to be a blowout, though. I think it's probably going to be it'll be close.
Yeah, I tried to find a single interesting data point on this, and there's nothing interesting about not their history together, nothing. New Orleans is favored by 1.5 points. I have New Orleans winning by basically 2 points. If you change it to like their home and away record, it pushes a little bit more in New Orleans' favor, 2.5 points. So, I mean, there's nothing interesting about this. I think New Orleans wins, but it's a very, very close game. And again, real low confidence lean toward New Orleans.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like this is a game. Like, I've been going back and rewatching some games. This is probably one I'll just skip.
Not. Yeah. No, yeah. It's fine.
I'm sure I'll be on a red zone when I'm watching.
But, yeah, exactly.
But that'll be enough for me. All right, moving on. We got this is a possible lock. For people looking for a lock.
Can we pause for a second? Did you skip Seattle, Cincinnati, or do I have that mixed up?
No, that one's next.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I might have screwed
up. I don't know why I got it mixed up.
Yeah, I think it's next in here. All right, so the Niners are, you know, arguably the best team in the league, and it's not, you know,
crazy.
It depends how you put them. I would pick them as the best team in the league right now against the Browns, who are not the best team in the league, but better than like the Browns' reputation. But the Niners are the first in the power rankings, so CBS Sports agrees with me, and Browns are 16th, which it really isn't bad for the Browns. But the Niners are putting up 33 points a game, only giving up 13.6.
Crazy.
And the Browns are scoring 19 points per game and giving up 15, which isn't horrible either. So, you know, the Browns' defense is holding their own, and they better really hold their own in this game if they even want to be in within a couple touchdowns. But I'm picking the Niners. I think they're probably going to beat up on them. I feel like the Niners are like, they have so much swag right now. They have so much confidence. Like, everyone's saying how great they are. And they're playing like it. So I feel like they're going to go in there and just punch them in the face. Like, I feel like they're going to be running through some teams.
I knew the 49ers were good, but I didn't realize until I was doing prep for this show how good they were. I really did not realize. I was looking at it. They, let's see, only one team scored more than 16 points, and their lowest score was 30 points. I mean, they're beating every team by like two scores. It's freaking unbelievable. I've never seen something quite so dominant. The Browns last game, they lost 3-28, so that's not great in their favor. And the Browns haven't covered the spread after a bye, because they are coming out of a bye, since 2018, and they've done it once since 2015. So I've got, actually, according to the algorithm, I've got them winning by a little over 8 points. So call it a 9-point win, 24-15, San Francisco. I'm guessing the only reason this isn't a blowout is because of Cleveland's defense. But it doesn't really compete with some of the other locks, but this is pretty much a lock, I think, with San Francisco beating Cleveland.
Yeah, especially if you're just saying, like, straight up.
Exactly.
They're kind of like in a different – the Niners are just, like, feeling untouchable. Like you said, the Browns just got beat up a little bit, and they're the Browns. So I feel like they're not going to be –
don't forget they're the Browns.
Yeah. Like, just, like, walking into the stadium, like, we're going to win today. They get there, like, oh, yeah, we play for the Browns.
Wait, I forgot we're the Browns.
We're the Browns. You don't do that. We got the Seahawks and the Bengals. Seahawks sitting at 3-1. Bengals at 2-3. The Bengals are power ranking at 19th, while the Seahawks are at 8th. They're doing a lot better than I actually thought. They're scoring 27.8 points per game, giving up 22.8. And the Bengals are only scoring 16.6 points a game, while giving up 22.8. So, like, the Seahawks offense, you know, they're putting up points, but they're giving up some points too. But unfortunately for the Bengals, they're not scoring points. So I think the Seahawks are going to win this thing. The Bengals, I think they're like on, they're not having a good time over there. People are talking about Burrow with injuries. He's still hurt. I don't really watch a lot of, I haven't seen a lot of Bengals games, but they're not doing well. But I think the Seahawks win by a good amount.
Yeah, I mean, this one should be a really easy pick for Seattle, but, you know, Cincinnati did score a bunch of points last week, and so now there's kind of a question of, are the Bengals back? You know, is it like the old Bengals? Because if it is, and actually Cincinnati is favored in this game, so that's kind of what scares me. I have Seattle, again, just based on the historic data of this season, as a six-point win, 26-20. But it is, if Cincinnati's back, if this is the same team that was one of the top AFC teams going up against Seattle, then yeah, I'm not betting on Seattle. So I'm going to stick with Seattle winning and just calling that one Cincinnati game a fluke. But I'm not comfortable about it, and I'm not going to bet this game just because I need to see more from Cincinnati to kind of know what exactly is going on.
Yeah, before you start throwing your money on the
line. Yeah, no, not at this one. It's too weird with Cincinnati.
But that's exactly like what Steven says here in the comments. He's like, basically, it all depends what Bengals are going to show up, because they have it, like they've done it, not as much this year, but like if they can show up and be that team, but they haven't done it yet. But you put money on that thing. That's Burrow's throwing four tutties. Oh, yeah.
Yep, 100%.
All right, we got the Washington Commanders going into Atlanta. Falcons are 3-2, while the Washington's 2-3. Washington's 26th in the power ranking, while Falcons are 14th. Washington's scoring 21.8 points a game, giving up 32 even. And Falcons are scoring 16.6 points a game, giving up 19.2. That is not and they're 3-2, and they give up more points than they score.
That's not a good sign.
That makes my brain like tweak out a little bit.
Wait a minute. That's backward, isn't it? I'm not too good at math, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
Yeah, I didn't notice that before, but obviously they're different games, whatever. But I got to focus on this one. I think it's going to be a close game. I think that these teams, and I don't even know what Washington's doing over there. I haven't really watched a Washington game, but they're 2-3. Their defense is not up to par. They're giving up 32 points. This whole thing is, both these teams are weird, because they're giving up 32 points a game, and you're 2-3. I'm surprised you win any games with that. I'm confused by both of you, but I'm taking Atlanta. That's my expert analyst, just confusion.
I feel relatively comfortable with Atlanta, although it's Atlanta, so who knows? But they're 2.5-point favorites. I have Atlanta winning by 24-20. Washington is on a 3-game losing streak, including 40-20 to the Bears, I think it was. And then they've given up 33 points, at least 33 points the last 4 weeks. I mean, that's about as bad as it gets. I'm so used to Washington having a good defense. I think that kind of confused me too, where it's like that feels impossible. But they are horrific right now. Atlanta's not great, but I feel relatively comfortable with a kind of close, but still Atlanta winning the game.
Yeah, whenever a team beats the Packers, I just, rest of the season, probably going to win the Super Bowl.
They're going to win for sure.
They are so good.
Bijan, dude, he's going to have 7 touchdowns.
That's the only explanation why the Packers would lose, lose to a team. They just got to be far superior. All right, we got the Patriots at Las Vegas. All right, so Vegas, I guess they won last week. You know what I mean? They're 2-3. The Patriots struggling, 1-4. Everyone's trashing Belichick right now. Patriots are 29th in power ranking. Raiders are 22nd. Patriots only scoring 11 points a game, giving up 26.2. That would explain that record. That makes sense. You know what I mean?
That lines makes up.
The math's out. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the Raiders are scoring 15.8 points a game, giving up 22.8. Not last week. So right. I think that really helped their average. They were probably a lot more than that. You know what I mean? So glad we could help you out, Raiders fans. But I'm picking the Raiders to win this game. But I will say, dude, the hate on Belichick is like crazy. Like, dude won 6 Super Bowls, I believe. It's 6, right? Yeah. And then they're just like, well, I think it was all Tom Brady. I was like no, I think they had a good team back then. They had like a perfect type of situation. I mean, Brady obviously helped you have a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Brady having a top 10 defense every year wasn't because of Brady.
Yeah. It's like, dude, they had a good team built. It fell apart. But, I Belichick is the best coach of his era for sure. And, like, the only one I'd put ahead of him is Lombardi. And, obviously, you know. But, of, like, modern time, dude, no one's touching Bill Belichick. And no one's ever going to. But, anyways.
It sucks to go out like this. But to try to erase his record because he's ending on a low note is kind of stupid.
Yeah, it is. Because like 20 years from now, if he retires this year, next year, whatever, 20 years from now, no one's going to remember that. That's the thing that people don't understand. Like Favre will tell these stories at like whatever like talks he does. And he's talking about, this game, you know, against this team, snowing through 4 interceptions. They're all laughing. Coach is like, yeah. And they're telling these stories. Like no one cares after your season.
It doesn't hurt your legacy. Yeah.
Yeah. Your legacy, especially Belichick, winning all the Super Bowls. Like, dude, he could lose the rest of his games. And like, dude, he's just an absolute legend.
People care now because it's what's happening right now. But like you said, in 10, 20 years, talking about, you know, football in a bar somewhere, nobody's going to be like, I don't know, dude, Belichick had a rough year that one year with Mac frickin' Jones. He like, might suck.
Who? We don't remember that guy.
Yeah, you don't remember Mac Jones? Yeah.
I've got
the Raiders winning too. I don't feel good picking the Raiders because they're not a good football team, but New England has scored 3 points total the last 2 weeks. I think they scored 0 and 3. So they are a putrid offense. I mean, you always feel a little bit nervous about, you know, maybe their defense will figure something out against the Raiders, but their defense isn't even doing it. So the Raiders are coming off a win against the Packers. The Patriots are in about as bad of a spiral as I've ever seen. Again, 3 points in 2 weeks is horrible. So yeah, I've got, they're 3-point favorites. I have the Raiders winning by 2, 20-16. Or by 4, 20-16. I know how to math.
I was going to say, that math does not math out.
If I got you checking my math, then I am just, I got to quit.
Dude, at my job, you have to like do math sometimes, and I hate it. I don't like doing math if people are watching me. Like, you'll be like, it started at this time, it ended at this time. Like, you have to figure out how long it took.
True.
And I'm just like, whoa, I'll do that when no one's around. You know what
Dude,
I mean?
When I did baggage for Milwaukee Airport, I used to do baggage. You'd have to count the bags that went on, and you just kind of blank out. Like, your job is to count. Like, five-year-olds can do it. I made up so many numbers. I had no idea, dude. I can't count that high. After a while, you're just like, I give up. I don't know.
Yeah,
so every time they come in, like, how many heavy bags? Like, seven for sure. It's totally seven. I had no idea.
And then if they're like, dude, there were so many more. I'm like, not for me, bro.
Yeah.
I'm pretty...
People are sneaking bags on there, I guess. Contraband. Yeah,
it wasn't like that when I was there. All right, we got Cardinals at the Rams. Rams are 2-3, 21st in a power ranking. Cardinals are 27th in a power ranking. They're 1-4. Not good. They don't even know their quarterback. I keep laughing at that. The quarterback of the Cardinals tried to buy a jersey in the pro shop, and it wasn't there. You couldn't get it. It wasn't available. And he's like, I just got here, but like, because he was trying to buy a jersey for a fan. He was trying to hook someone up, and they're like, yeah, not available, bud. We have no faith.
He's trying to buy one for his kid.
Yeah,
his
we're like, daddy, we have no faith.
Where's your jersey?
Like, they only gave me the one. I need it for work. The Cardinals have scored 21.6 points a game, giving up 27.2. The Rams are scoring 22.4 points a game, giving up 21.6. So they're pretty even. Obviously the Cardinals are giving up more points a game. That would explain the one at the beginning of their record. I got the Rams winning this game, but like, I don't think that I think it'll probably be closer than people might think, but like, what the hell do I know?
Yep. No, I actually agree. So the Rams are 7-point favorites. I do have the Rams winning, but I don't think I bet money on Arizona, which is probably the dumbest thing you could possibly do, but I have them winning by 4 points. I looked at it a couple different ways. The best I can get it to is 5-point win for the Rams. So I actually bet on Arizona against the spread. So we'll see how that pans out again. I think the Rams win. I think 7 points is too many.
Yeah, I definitely. I think that game's hard. I feel like that game's hard to pick.
She said.
You know what I mean? I don't think she did. I don't think
no,
she did.
No, I don't know why, but she's weird. She's drunk.
We got the Lions at the Bucks. All right, Lions are 4-1. They're fifth in the CBS Sports Power Ranking. The Bucks are sixth. They're at 3-1. I don't know if I said it already. Lions, you know, they're having a good year. They're all excited over there. Yeah. You know, they got the bags off their head, starting to fill that stadium on a regular basis. Proud of you Lions fans. But the Lions are scoring 29.6 points a game. That is really impressive. Giving up 21.4. The Bucks are scoring 21 points a game, giving up 17. All right, this game, I am picking the Bucks. All right? And I know people are going to say, hey, Matt, you're bitter. Yeah, I am, bud. All right? No, but I actually think that I don't think it's going to be an easy game. It's going to be in Tampa. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions win. I think the Lions are rolling. I think that they're going to, you know, they're having themselves a year. And it, you know, kind of irritates me a little bit, but you got to give Lion fans props. The ones that are real Lion fans, I'll give props to. But, like, I feel like there's a lot of them that are coming up that I didn't see before. Because, like, I remember it wasn't that long ago, like, however many years, that like, they weren't even filling their stadium. And now, you know, they're all jammed into Lambeau. So, like, where'd they come from? Anyways, but I'll try not to be bitter, but it's, you know, screw
Lock up. Of the week, Tampa Bay. No, I'm just kidding. we got awesome. Detroit are 3-point favorites. I was hoping to find any kind of way to make that not a thing. I actually have Detroit winning by 4 points. I looked at Tampa Bay because they're coming off a bye, too. I didn't realize this. Most teams actually suck coming out of a bye. Every team that did, I came out and I looked at how they perform after a bye. They all suck. Tampa Bay is 1-4 straight up coming out of a bye and are 1-4 against the spread. So I've got Detroit winning, Tampa Bay not doing good coming out of a bye. I mean, everything's just kind of pointing in one direction. Maybe not necessarily a blowout, but I think Detroit wins, and I think Detroit probably covers the -3 also.
Yeah, I think for sure that it'll be a battle. I Mike Evans is hurt, isn't he? Hopefully he comes back. He's not my fantasy team, but like,
I feel like we have the exact same team. Like every time we talk about, like, I know I got that guy too. It's crazy.
I really hope he comes back. Plus, I don't want the Lions to win. I don't want them being happy all the time.
No, it's, you know, stupid.
You're from Detroit. You're not supposed to be happy.
<That's> miserable.
You know what I mean? I'm not trashing Detroit. I know.
No, it's all probably right. Great.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, and I don't...
It's a metropolis, beautiful place.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But here we go. We got Eagles at the Jets. The Eagles are 5-0. They're number 2 in the CBS Sports Power Ranking. The Jets are 2-3. They are number 2-5 in the CBS Sports Power Ranking. They're 25th. Eagles scoring 28.2 points a game, giving up 20.8. While the Jets are scoring 18.6 points a game, giving up 21. So, like, not that much of a difference except for the offense. Well, the Eagles' offense is rolling a lot more. Both teams, I pretty similar defense as far as scoring. I got the Eagles winning this game. I think it's in New York, but I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters.
No, and I think that they don't like each other. I don't know if those fan bases
it
don't
feels
vibe.
Like it.
Yeah,
it kind of makes sense. They're both kind of D-bag fan bases. You just feel like they get near each other and they want to kill each other because that's just how they roll.
Yeah, those are some wild fan bases. Like Jets fans, like after they got Rodgers, like they would come in my comments, like, "Yeah, we got your quarterback." I'm like, "All right." Like it wasn't like you.
I know. We gave him to you, stupid.
Yeah, it's like, all right, good luck, bud. Like I don't care. And Eagles fans, they're just like, I would never go to an Eagles game in Philly. Like, do they just? There's just always, I'm not that good of a fighter. I feel like you gotta
you gotta train before you go to an Eagles game.
You gotta be like, it's like the middle part of a Rocky movie.
Yeah, that's how you're running the steps like Rocky.
Yeah, you gotta be all just like
you training. Like, yeah, dude, I'm going to an Eagles game.
I'm going to an Eagles game. Like, we don't have to work on the punching part, just the legs part. So you might have to run. You might have to go. But no, shout out to Eagles fans. They're loyal.
They're
dedicated. Yeah, and I don't want them angry at me either because I don't know if they travel or not. But no, I was at an Eagles game at Lambeau, and Eagles fans were there, and they were going E-A-G-L-E-A, whatever, and they're like really good at spelling, but they were cool because I was hanging out with them before the game a little bit, and after the game though I was like a little buzzed up or whatever, and we beat them, and we weren't supposed to. They were a better team as early in the season, and I was like, "Oh, how come you're not spelling it now?" And I'm like, kind of like, talking trash, you know, as you I'm leaving spell. The stadium. And then people next to me were like, "Dude, shut up! They will stomp you out." I'm like, "Oh yeah, who am I talking to?" I just shut up and went
little
to the
buzzed
car.
Up.
Yeah, I was like, "Let's get out of here without getting punched in the face." But I got the Eagles winning.
Yeah, I also have the Eagles. But here's a fun little note. Did you know the Jets have never beaten the Eagles?
Oh yeah, I think I did hear that.
Never,
yeah, ever. It's like 12-0, isn't it?
Yeah. The Jets have covered the spread once, and that was in 1996. So I actually have the Eagles winning by 7 points. I got it 25-18. They are 7-point favorites, so I'm a little bit iffy on against the spread, but just based on history, I figured why not. So I bet on Philly to win and to cover the spread. So that's kind of getting into lock of the week territory, although not quite my lock of the week. That's coming up.
Yeah, I don't have expectations for the Jets. Not good ones.
I have expectations, but nothing that's good.
Dude, I think who's their I forget
don't
his
ask
name
me.
Now.
I told you we talked about that. No. Don't ask me questions. No. You made me look stupid.
That ancient quarterback they got, the quarterback that Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Dude, he just stays talking trash.
He does.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think Wilson's the answer. Like, I wish if Brett Favre was always talking and like, "Oh, I think Jordan Love is, you know, dude, you're not right." I'd be so irritated. Like, dude, if you're a legend, just shut up, dude. Like, let your team suck. Go there for free. I'm sure you get all everyone waves and claps at you.
Still got his like feather coat on or whatever stupid thing he wears.
Yeah, it's like I wish legends would just be legends and just cheer on your team, be a nice little cheerleader. But anyways, That's what I got. Oh, yeah. So we're done with this one. We got to go to the next one.
You can move on if you want.
Yeah, we can do that. Just be rambling over here. Not even drunk. But we got the Giants. We got the Bills. This is in Buffalo. Giants, dude, not good football team.
Yep.
Not up to par. 1-4. They are 30th in a power ranking. Bills are 3-2. They are 10th in the power rankings. Bills are scoring 31.8 points a game, only giving up 16. The Giants are scoring 12.4 points a game, giving up 30.6. So they're kind of like the opposite, which is not good for the Giants. Yeah. Like that defense giving up 30 a game. Bills are scoring almost 32 a game. It's not a good look because they're probably going to get that average pumped up playing the Giants. Next week we'll be talking about their average 35 points a game. But I think the Bills beat up on them. I know a lot of people are like falling off the Bills a little bit. Obviously not, probably not in this game. But I still got faith. I think that this is a good Bills team. Kind of like the Bengals. They're not playing like themselves. The Bills aren't playing as good as like some might expect. But, you know, I feel like that they're still a team that can light it up.
Yeah, so this is my lock of the week. This is the most obvious one. So a couple different things. First of all, Buffalo are 14-point favorites, which is pretty massive in and of itself. I actually have Buffalo winning by 22 points. I've got it 12-34 as the score. But here's the thing. The last five times that Buffalo was 14-point favorites, they only didn't cover one time. So even when they're 14-point favorites, they generally cover. So I'm feeling good about that, even without any other information. But then There's also this. First of all, Saquon's out, which he always is. He barely plays football. I think he's played like a half a game one time. But then, looking at their practice, the Giants, who didn't have it practice, quarterback Daniel Jones, tight end Darren Waller, left tackle Andrew Thomas, center John Michael Schmitz, wide receiver Wandale Robinson, outside linebacker Azeez Ojulari, and offensive tackle Matt Peart at practice today. Those guys are all out, and Daniel Jones is probably not playing this week. So even if they were healthy, I have Buffalo winning by 22 points, and they're not healthy. They're not even going to have a quarterback. So, yes, I 100,000%. If Buffalo – fine, I will lose my life savings on that one. I don't even care. But Buffalo is going to win that game.
Yeah, I'll bet my life savings on it too, but I don't – but like I'm have not, a life savings.
Gonna, yeah.
It's like this microphone. Yeah. That's it. Like, I got you. Like, here you go. That's the mic.
So, yeah, come take it. It's at my house in my room.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's going to be an absolute. I think it'll be a good game for the Bills, too, to gain some confidence, kind of get that thing rolling. I don't know if they won or lost last week, but I think it definitely is going to get them feeling good about themselves. All right. Now we got the Dallas Cowboys, which got beat up last week.
Yeah.
And that was kind of fun to watch them get dragged in the media a little
bit.
Yeah,
I enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't really watch like ESPN or nothing like that. Every now and again, I'll pop on it. And because usually they're trashing my team. So I'm like, those guys are all full of crap. But I saw a few segments. Anyways, I always enjoy Cowboys fans getting dragged, or their team, but the fans come with it. But the Cowboys are 3-2, 7th in the power ranking, which I think is, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I should look at the whole power ranking, but I think that they're not as good as the record says. The Chargers are 2-2. They're 18th in the power ranking. Cowboys scoring 26.8 points a game, giving up 16.6. The Chargers are scoring 27.5 points a game, giving up 26, which is like the same thing. It's like that. It's like flipped. I got the Cowboys winning this game. Like, I did all that trash talk about the Cowboys, and then I.
But anyways, they're gonna win.
Yeah, I forget who I picked, but yeah, but I do think you know the Cowboys are putting up 27 points a game. They got beat up by the Niners, who a lot of people are saying the best team in the league. I think they are. So I think that it could be a bounce back game. I think McCarthy too. That hit a lot of those in Green Bay. You get beat up by like one of the better teams, come back strong. I don't know. I don't think that they're that great, but I think that they're good enough to beat, you know, the Chargers, especially that I think they're gonna be motivated because they got embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah. So this one's another one that I don't feel good about it at all. Dallas, they're 2-point favorites. Based on the algorithm, I have them winning 27-22. However, the thing that really makes me nervous is the fact that Dallas is on the road. If you look at it, excluding week one, they were at home against the Jets and won 30-10. Then they went on the road against the Cardinals and lost 28-16. Then they were at home and won 38-3. Then they went on the road and lost 42-10. So they're really, really struggling on the road. And considering they're only 2-point favorites here, and maybe that factors that in already, but it just makes me real, real nervous that this is a team that just can't get it done away from home. I will say, as bad as last week was, I do remember that I got this one correct in terms of saying the 49ers game is either going to be really close or it's going to be just like Arizona where they have an implosion game and get blown out by the 49ers. So I got that one half right. I want half credit for that. but yeah, I don't know, man. I guess I would lean Dallas. I wouldn't put anything down though, just because Dallas scares me on the road right now.
Yeah, and I would love for them to lose because I do enjoy that.
Yeah, it'd be great.
It would be a good time.
Yep.
But I think that they probably win that. But who knows?
Yeah,
I
don't even, nobody. Not me.
Yeah. Least of all, not us. Least of all, not us. But yeah, so there we have it. Do you want to say anything about the Packers game? Wait, oh yeah, the Packers are on a bye. Yeah. They said like a.
We can talk about next week if you want.
This last week.
Oh yeah.
Tough loss. What are your thoughts about it?
Oh, I mean it's tough because. You know, you want to just the reaction is to just burn everything with fire, you know, like just everything sucks, fire everybody. And it's like, you know, a lot of people are even looking at, you know, if things go south, we can maybe get those early picks and maybe get this, maybe get that. I liked it better when we were just a couple pieces away. And so I really want them to kind of get this fixed and figure it out, because even if you get the number one pick, even if you get the best quarterback in football, you're doing it at the expense of, we probably need a new coach. We need a new defensive coordinator. We need an entirely new offensive line. We need new wide receivers, new tight ends, new everything. I don't want to go down that road. We have a good offensive line that's just not working right now. It's been two bad games. And even last week was mostly just because we're being stupid and trying to block one of the best pass rushers with tight ends. That was stupid. I feel like we're in a clunky phase with Jordan Love right now in terms of the scheme. Like, we were really aggressive early on, and that was cool, and it worked kind of, but it also was a little clunky. So then we tried to gear it down, and we geared it down into nothing to where we're just running and throwing screens. So it just feels like we're kind of in this weird feeling it out process, and I'm hoping that this bye week is kind of like last year's bye week, where we came out of that bye week just swinging and just throttling everybody. And I think this upcoming game is either going to be a blessing or a curse. It's going to be one or the other, because it's either going to be a get right game against a terrible team, or we're going to end up realizing against Denver that we are just not a good football team at all. If you come out of a bye and you're even struggling, much less losing to that team, then I think it's pretty well done. So I'm nervous. I'm trying not to panic necessarily. I know we got good talent, and it really just comes down to figuring out who the pieces are that we're going to move forward with and who the pieces we aren't. But I'm hoping that most of the cream rises to the top, and we just have to make a couple changes, because last week was obviously terrible, and there was almost nothing good to take away from that.
Yeah, that was a rough one. Even I couldn't spin that one.
Yeah, right. I was even sitting there thinking, what would Matt Ramage say? I couldn't think of anything.
I was watching on my live stream. I was just like, oh, all right. I just end it abruptly. We're done.
I'm tired, guys. I'm
sleeping. Yeah. But yeah, I think like everyone talked about, there's going to be ups and downs. And these are the downs. And Jordan Love, that interception, that was a bad throw. That was a bad decision. It was late. It was like, I'm not no scout, but like, it was bad. Like, people commenting, you know, tagging me, repeat. Like, I got a dude that tags me like 12 times a day. Any anti-Jordan Love
thing. Oh, I'm like, I know. Dude, you get a ton of those guys.
And then they're like, oh, I thought all you need is love and all that. I'm like, I do still believe that. Buy a shirt, bro. But like, yep. I don't think he's going to come out the gate just being like the greatest thing ever. I had some guy on Facebook saying, oh, all you Packer fans are saying he's going to be better than Favre and Rodgers. I'm like, dude, no one has ever said
that.
Nobody
said that. That's not a thing.
And then he's like, yeah, I seen it. I'm like, dude, I have a lot of comments to come through on my Facebook. I've never seen that comment. Like, no one's, it's ludicrous even, whatever. But I agree with you. Like, going into this bye, they have to fix this stuff. They have to protect Jordan Love. He's got to make better decisions. But like, from a guy in his first year starting, he's going to make some mistakes. He's going to be off a little bit, especially if the offensive line isn't doing their thing. But like, he deserves, you know, criticism. Like, it's fine. That's what comes with being a quarterback when you don't play good. I'm like, people act like I defend him like he's like my kid or something. But like, I just think that it's overkill a little bit. So that I'm just like, dude, he's young.
That's well, and that's the thing too. Bears fans feel like it's a gotcha. Like, oh, what now? I'm like, yeah, that sucked. Like, see, that's how that works. When he plays bad, I say that's bad. When Justin Fields plays bad, you make excuses. I don't do that, so you can't really come at me because I just say what reality is. So yeah, you're right. Yep, bad performance. I'm not gonna like they expect me to make excuses and try to defend it. Like, no, good is good and bad is bad, and that's just the way it is. I'm not gonna defend that.
Yeah, especially like at the quarterback position, it's either you like play good or bad. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Like, it's pretty clear if a quarterback. Right.
Well, and that's the thing too. I was even saying that on the podcast where they're like, "Well, Matt LaFleur's play calling sucked." I'm like, I don't know. I can't see what's going on with the play. Like that's way more nuanced. That's way more complex. But I can see Jordan Love. He touches the ball every play. I can see what he does. It's easier to look at and say that sucked. Maybe Matt LaFleur sucked. I don't know. That again, that's going to take a lot more digging in and really analyzing things and probably talking to people a lot smarter than me to be able to do that. Yeah. Everybody wants to just immediately just say things without knowing anything. But yeah, with Jordan Love, I can see it. I'm watching him every single play. That doesn't require a ton of analysis, like some probably, but in a game like that, it's right there for you to see. Like all three of those picks were his fault. And that's the reason you can't throw three picks in a game that you lose by 4 points and not say that is directly your fault that we lost this game. That's not even debatable.
Yeah, like I think Jordan Love is going to be good. I still ride with him. Like that thing that you're taming, like, oh, you thought this? No, I'm like, I still think that, but it's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be like I compare it to like Favre, and people are like, don't compare it to Brett Favre, but I'm not. But like, you can look at a bunch of different quarterbacks. The first year starting, they do bad stuff. Like, they're
why
learning.
Do people
That's
say that? By the
learn.
Way, don't compare. Why is that? Why am I not allowed to do that? I don't understand. Why is that? Why do people get so touchy about that?
Yeah, because it's like now you're saying I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but it's saying, hey, like if you look at all we know, like Packer fans, are the quarterbacks that we've had, and if you look, like Aaron Rodgers did have a pretty decent good year. They were 6-10, but he had like over 4,000 yards. He wasn't like horrible or whatever, but like. The quarterbacks struggle at first. That's how you learn. That's like at a job. Sometimes, you know, you put your finger where it's not supposed to go, you lose a finger. Like, that's part of the training process, bud. Throw some duct tape on it.
You're officially trained now.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about Jordan Love. I think that they're going to figure this thing out. Like you say, but people talking about the play calling, like, it seems like there's no, like, identity to, like, the offense. But I think that's part of this, like, feeling out what they're going to do. You'd like to have them rolling already, but hopefully after the bye, they get it figured out. I'm not giving up on Jordan. People who give up on a quarterback after five, well, I guess, you know, last year, but it's they just got to the bye of his first year starting. People are like, it's over!
I think most of the people that gave up are people that never believed to begin with. Like, I'm extremely, you can call me a skeptic for sure. I've always been a skeptic, and I don't think anything's happened that's kind of like pushed me to being a believer. I just, it's possible, and we'll see, and I hope, fingers crossed, that he ends up being great. But people that are all the way out for the most part were never really in. And most of them you can tell because they're the guys that tag you because they're gloating about it, which is crazy that you got Packer fans gloating that Jordan Love's bad just so they could say, I told you so. Which again is stupid because it's like, cool, dude, if he's not it, then I will agree he's not it. But I'm agreeing because that's what the information is. You're not following the data. You just hated him since the beginning because you hated him. It's the same with like people hate Rashawn Gary and then he becomes a star and then they just forget that they hated him and don't want to talk about it anymore. You're not intelligent. You're just a hater. You just hate people. So congrats. Once in a while you hate somebody and they suck. Like, well done. You're a freaking genius. I guess we should get you some kind of an award or something.
Yeah, dude. I was saying this today. Like, even the Patriots on their run, if you were a negative person and say every year they're not going to win a Super Bowl, even though they won like six in that like 20 years, you're right most of the time.
Yeah,
that's why these people like to be negative so they can go back and say, I was right. And they say that they're a Packer fan, but even when we won a game, oh, they got lucky. It's like, dude, you're not a Packer fan. Yeah. If you don't get enjoyment from the wins and you get enjoyment from the losses, that's not a fan. Fan is short for fanatic. You're a Packer hater, but you like disguise it because you have a Packer hat.
Like, well, and especially like the people that hate the GM, that's the easiest job in the world. Hate all the picks. You know why? Most of the picks aren't going to pan out. Yeah. And I don't care who your favorite GM is. Most of his picks sucked. So that's the easiest thing in the world to sit around and piss and moan about all the picks. And then whenever somebody does hit, like, okay, wow, great. What about these other 19?
Yeah.
What? Like, what do you expect everyone to be great? And you look at free agents like, oh, look, that was a stupid pickup in free agency. Like, come on, man. Like, unless everything's perfect, you're just going to. So again, what are we doing here? Because you know it's not going to be perfect, but you demand perfection. So you just want to be pissed all the time. Like, that's it. You just want to be angry and then try to make it seem like you're really smart and smarter than everyone just because you hate everybody. Like, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I've never really been able to figure out the reasoning behind any of that, but it's freaking annoying.
Yeah, like you mentioned, Rashawn Gary, that's kind of how it was. Everyone was hated that pick. Trash. Oh, he's not even on the field, and then he got good. And like, dude, you can't even find it. They're like deleting tweets. But
I had a guy that it was the same thing. He tagged me in every single game. Like every single time they got a touchdown, I would get tagged. It was some burner account that just said Adam. I remember it was Adam. And he would tweet at me. He's like, "Where's your boy, Rashawn? Where's your boy? Where's your boy?" He's gone. That dude, I haven't heard from him in years, but for however long, and that's the thing. That's what really sucks about the negative fans is you have to suffer through their bull crap for years. And then when you end up being right, they just go away. Like you can't find them. And even if you could, like, am I going to sit here for 3 years and just torment you? No, because that's boring. So I got to suffer through your crap for years until it turns out that I'm right. And then I get nothing out of it. Like I maybe get like a ha ha, and then you just go away and vanish. Like Adam, I never even got to say anything to Adam. He was gone before. It's like, God, I hate that so much. I really do. And that's why it's like, I never used to block anybody and I still don't. I usually just mute people, but that's why I've started doing that. Cause it's like, what is the point of this? Who's getting anything out of this? I'm just miserable arguing with you. You're never going to listen to reason. You're always just going to be miserable no matter what. So I'm just not going to listen to you anymore. You want to just be an idiot and just say stupid things just to be miserable. I'm just going to mute you. Please feel free to comment and share all my stuff all you want. Continue to promote all my stuff on here, and I'll scoop up all that Elon money. But in the meantime, I'm not listening to anything you say because you're an idiot, and I don't really want to listen to you.
Yeah, like that's the same with me. I try not to block anyone because I talk trash, and I feel like if I'm gonna run my mouth, I'm not gonna block people from like when I'm wrong or when I would ever come back. But some people are just so stupid.
Well, and
like,
that's exactly.
It just like even after a win, they're still like talking trash. Oh yeah, but you needed this to win. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that, you know, there's banter back and forth like that happens. I'm not gonna block everybody that disagrees with me, but yeah, like you said, there are just people that. They're just miserable all the time. And I've said it before, I get more annoyed with Packer fans that act that way with Bears fans. Bears fans are supposed to be that way. They're supposed to be miserable. They're supposed to make fun of you. Like I got tore up when Jordan Love had a bad, I knew it. I didn't even want to go on Twitter. I was like, dude, this is going to suck. And I didn't even respond. I was like, I just got to take it. I got to take it on the chin. Bears fans are going to eat the in it. And I got it coming to me. That's just how it goes. I didn't block or mute any of them, but man, Packer fans that do this, like, what are you doing? Go root for another team. And that's honestly one of my favorite things with negative fans is tell me who you like. After you lay out all the stuff that's wrong with our team and wrong with our GM and wrong with our coach, tell me who you like. And they'll never answer the question. You know why? Because as soon as they do, I'm going to point out all their flaws. They won't point anybody out. They don't know. They're not comparing it to a reasonable standard. They're comparing it to perfection. And if you don't live up, then you're not good enough. The problem is nobody has ever lived up to that. So that immediately I'm going to ask anybody that's negative, tell me who your favorite GM in the NFL is right now. They don't have an answer. They don't even know. They don't pay attention to any other teams. They just want to piss and moan that things aren't perfect for them and their perfect little life and their little first world problems of, oh, I'm going to be miserable because my football team isn't good. Freaking cry about it. Jeez, drives me nuts. The biggest, I got to be careful about my words here. The softest people on planet Earth are people that can't emotionally handle their football team not being good enough for them. Like, freaking give me a break. Like, I got to sit here and listen to you whine. You got to tag me on social media because you're upset because a player isn't as good as you want him to be. Like, you have not enough problems in your life, dude. You need some serious issues to start rolling in. Because if this is the apex of your problems, your life is way too comfortable.
Yeah, dude, for real. There's one guy at work who tells me every week, oh, the Packers need to do this. No, the floor sucks. You need to fire GM, fire everyone. So then one day I was talking to him about it. And I'm like, you know, you watched the game. He's like, I haven't watched one snap of the Packers all year. I'm like, dude, every week you're telling me what they need to do. You didn't watch one snap. You're either lying about that or you're just, I don't know. Maybe I think that he goes home and watches Skip Bayless because he kind of don't watch Skip Bayless or listen, but I know how he sounds because I used to. And I think he just regurgitates it what he's saying, and I don't know. But
he hangs out on Bears Twitter or something.
Yeah, it's like It's wild. Anyways, but I appreciate that rant. Gives me something to clip and put on Facebook and monetize it. Make like $2 off you. You know what I mean? I'll go halvesies with you.
Thanks, dude. But, hook me up with a buck when you get a chance.
Everyone, be sure, if you're not already, check out the Packernet podcast. You got a website, packernet.com. You got links to all your podcasts and like all the stuff on there. It's good stuff. You know what I mean? That's why I put in that little intro. That I don't know if I used that intro, did I? I don't remember the beginning. We've been on it for a long time. But anyways, I said, for me, it says Matt Ramage, podcaster. Ryan, good podcaster. But be sure to check out the Packernet podcast. Thanks for everyone for watching, listening. Shout out to Quick Trip, sponsoring the show. We are out of here, and thanks for being here with us.